Dedicate this shir, Hassan, Chavat Simcha, Hashem, Judah Plaut, and today, relating to a Chassan, Dafka, not a Kala, this relates to a Chassan, when you get married, does Hashem, oh, you're a Yaki, you wear a talus anyway. Oh, darn, all right, it relates to any other Chassan. I was asked to speak about folding a talus after davening on Shabbos. So for many of us, you know, it's only nogea once we get married. There is a Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara talks about folding clothing on Shabbos. The Gemara says one may not fold clothing on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Beis, if Gimel, mentions five qualifications that would make it mutter to fold clothing on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch gets it straight from the Gemara. Number one, it has to be something that's going to be worn again on Shabbos. Number two, you're not folding it together with somebody else, you're folding it alone. Number three, it hasn't been washed since the last use. Number four, the garment has to be white. And number five, you don't have any other garment that you can wear instead. So essentially, you're never going to fit, you know, very rare that you have all five of those qualifications. So typically speaking, it sounds from the Shulchan Aruch that it's usher to fold clothing on Shabbos based on that Gemara. Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Why would it be also to fold clothing on Shabbos? And then we'll have to understand the parameters of it. So to understand each reason, you have to realize that clothing serves two functions. Number one, it serves a practical function that covers your body and protects your body. And number two, it serves a stylistic function. It projects a certain image and makes you look a certain way. Let's say if you wear messy cargo pants and tuxedo pants, two different people, one guy wearing cargo pants, one guy wearing tuxedo pants. For the first function, they're both doing the same thing. They're protecting his body, they're covering his body. Second function, what it says about in the fashion statement is obviously very different. So now let's take a look. What exactly are the reasons that it's aser to fold clothing on Shabbos? Rabbi Milch Shabbos per Chavez, Halach Chavez says, it's a violation of Mesakein. What does that mean? That when clothing is crumpled and messed up, it's not stylish. So by making it nice and crisp, and this is how Rashi seems to assume, that when you fold it, there wasn't stump folding. If it had creases, folding it would get rid of the creases. They'd pull it taut, and that would get rid of the creases that were in the clothing. So that changes the second function of the clothing. It's masaking the clothing, not in its ability to cover you, but in the fashion sense and what the clothing says about the man. The Ravid, however, in Chashavas Peruch of Gimel Halacha Zayin, says that it's a problem of tircha yisera, that it's an unnecessary tircha to go through on Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan Shin Beis Sif Yeralf understands that that's the reason Tosfos explicitly asks folding a talus after davening, because a tircha yisera, it's unnecessary tircha that you're just doing to prepare it for after Shabbos. So it's a hachana type of issue, and that's why you're not allowed to fold your talus on Shabbos. The explanation seems to be that once the garment is no longer being worn, it's no longer a functional garment, meaning emphasizing the function of the garment as covering you. So as a result, the folding is purely for the next time you use it, so it's unnecessary tircha on Shabbos. So what are the heterim? The Ravya, quoted by the Mordechai, writes that it's only a problem if you fold it on the creases. And that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch as well. That Yesh Misha Omer Shalakalpo Shaloka Seder Kipula Harishon Mutter Bechalinyan Vinirim Dvarav. Shulchan Aruch quotes that it's only a problem if you fold the garment on previous creases that are already there. Even if the problem is one of excessive tircha, maybe you could argue that when you're folding it on the creases, not on the creases, that would make it okay, because when it's not on the creases, it's haphazard enough that it's not considered like a real tircha. It's a tircha to fold it exactly right, when you're makbit to do it just so. When you stop, just fold it together quickly, so that's not considered a tircha yaseira. If the problem is misakein, then folding in this way prevents further creasing and further ruining of the beged, but certainly isn't misakein anything about the beged right now. Meaning when you fold it on the creases, you make the creases sharper. Like if you take your pants and you fold it on the creases, you're able to really hold the creases tight, and it's going to keep the creases very sharp and maybe even make them sharper than they are. That might be a problem of misakein, but when it's not on the creases, you may be preventing it from getting more crumpled, but it's not going to be misakein. In Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes from the Das Torah, the Marsham, in Siv Gimel, that will only work if you refold it on Motzai Shabbos, because only when you refold it on Motzai Shabbos are you showing that you weren't happy with the Sidura Shel Beged the way you had it on Shabbos, and therefore it wasn't a Tircha Yaseira, it wasn't a Chana for after Shabbos. But if you don't refold it after Shabbos, it shows that you were very good with the way that was folded, and Mela, that becomes a Tircha Yaseira. Most Poskim reject that, if I'm not mistaken. Rav Vadya and Yechavadas, Chelik Beis, Simon Mem, has no such requirement that you have to fold it again after Shabbos. There's no such din that you need to fold it again after Shabbos. That's machlokas haposkim. I'm told, although I have yet to track down where this source is, that al pi kabbalah there's an inyan to fold the talis right after Shabbos. At the first thing after Shabbos, dafka fold the talis. I'm told al pi kabbalah such an inyan. You know where it is? It's a school of Rabbanim. Okay, I don't know where that comes from. I tried to find it. I couldn't track it down. I'm sure I'll get some emails probably. The Chayadim Klal Mem Dalid Seif Chav Dalid thinks the heter may only work if you plan on using the beged again the same day. But most assume that the heter works no matter what. That this heter, the Shulchan Aruch, as long as it's not on the creases, that it's okay anyway. Now the Aruch HaShulch, so that's Shita number one. Shita number one, the Rav Yag, quoted by the Mordechai Shulchan Aruch, only a problem to fold clothing on the creases. You fold it not on the creases, it's fine. The Aruch HaShulchan Shin Beis Sif Yud Alef writes that one who doesn't fold his talus at all, if you leave your talus just completely unfolded, he says that's Eino Miderech B'nei Adam. That's subhuman behavior. It's just not the way. He's probably not saying it's subhuman behavior. He's just saying that's not normal. We don't leave a talus just lying around. You don't leave clothing just lying around. Of course, you put it. You fold it up in some way, so he says at the very least to fold it not on the creases. The Aruch HaShulchan suggests in Sif Yud Beis, perhaps we hold like the Rambam, and Tikkun isn't Shaykh the way we fold the Talus anyway. Because again, the way you understand Rambam and Rashi is that you're fixing the unwanted creases by folding it. And the way we fold the Talus, you're not really doing. We don't pull it taut and iron it and press out any creases that are there. So he thinks that it's not really Shaykh Masakin. He thinks we really Paskin Mikredin like the Rambam and Rashi, that the whole issue with folding Talus in the first place is one of Masakin. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, the Rambam would only aser folding that is a the kind of folding that we do, the Rambam would not answer. So even folding on the creases, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, would be okay. Because whatever the Masakin is, we're not doing it the way we, maybe by the dry cleaner when you send it to them and they make the creases really good and really sharp. That's the kind of folding that would be no good. But the way we do it, that would be totally fine, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Binyamin Zilber, in Shuvah Zaz Nidbru, Chel Ches, Simul Chav Ches, says that the folding that's done just so that something won't get ruined but makes no apparent improvement. Like, let's say you take a jacket and you just fold it like this. You put the shoulders together like that, then you put it down with putting it. So is that called folding? I violated an issur of folding? So he says, that's definitely not folding, even if that's certainly permissible if it's not to make any improvement. There's no chiyuv to roll something up in a ball, according to Tanya. So even the most machmir shita, which to be more machmir than Shulchan Aruch, even if you don't want to fold not on the creases, a very haphazard folding is fine. You don't have to crumple something up in a ball, according to anybody. So what are the shitos? What are you allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? So I think there are basically four shitos. Shita the Mishum Brurus, the Mishum Beis of Katnia Tess, that you should be machmir not to fold at all. More machmir than Shulchan Aruch. So the best thing to do, meikra, do we pass like the Shulchan Aruch? Best thing to be machmir, don't fold anything at all. Shita number two, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perek Tess Vav, Os Mem Dalid, says don't fold on the creases. That's not Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. It's Shulchan Aruch. What it says in Shulchan Aruch. Do what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You should be as machmir in the Shulchan Aruch. No more machmir than the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Vadya in Yechav Das, Chelik Beis, Simon Mem, says that it's best to avoid the creases, but definitely Yesh Al Mil the smoke not to. So he's already moving a little more makel than the Shulchan Aruch. That ideally you should fold it not on the creases. Best to avoid the creases, not to fold on the creases. But if you want to fold not on the creases, if you want to fold on the creases, there's what to be Samechan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Minaka Olam, everyone folds on the creases. Everyone folds it normally. The Aruch HaShulchan assumes that would be 100% mutter, that the Minaka Olam, he justifies the Minaka Olam, that maybe we pass him, like we said before, like the Rambam, that it's an issue of Misakin. When you fold on the creases the way we fold, it's not really being Misakin anything. It's talking about a different kind of folding, some type of professional kind of folding. I found that in the Yalkut Yosef, Simon Shin Beis, Ha'ari Yud Zayin, he quotes the Yafil Lulev and he says as follows, Mutu Lekapel Atalus B'Shabbos Sha'akipul Hu Gamkein Hidur Mitzvah. There's an additional element over here. If it's your talus we're talking about, not just stam clothing, there's Hidur Mitzvah to keep your talus beautiful. It's going to ruin the talus not to fold it. If you change the crease every Shabbos, you make a new crease by folding in a different spot, then your talus will be full of creases and it's going to be gross. The Mexican manumer. He says, it looks like a spotted talus, creases all over the place. Umiskalkali durov, ksiv, zekeli van veyu. Pasuk says, zekeli van veyu, Gemara Shabbos kuf lamed gimel. What does Gemara give as an example of what hiddur mitzvah is? Talus na'e. You should have a nice talus. So he says, v'chein aminuk pashul, the kapel of talus b'shabbos, kiseder kipul arishon, b'fnei gedolim vein potzapeh. So that's like the Aruch HaShulchan. That was always the minute. People folded on the creases. No one had any tainas. But my talus happens to be, I have it very easy. My Shabbos talus, for some reason, has no creases. Very mysterious. I don't know why. Never had creases. Doesn't have creases now. I fold it every week. There are no creases anywhere in the talus. It's like a magical talus. So it's wonderful. So that, I don't have any problems with folding on the creases. But it seems, Me'ikra Adin, the best thing to do is fold it a little bit off the crease. But there's what to be samechan for people who fold on the crease as well. If you want to be makbel al pi kabbalah, to refold the talus after Shabbos, but it's probably not appropriate. Mishabura says you could leave it lying around, but many of the other poskim aren't so happy that just leaving your talus lying around crumpled up in a ball, it's not even mitzvah.